It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 8:24. Before we get to the Falcons home opener on Sunday, keep in mind, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with College Football Game Time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. And then we have a triple header of games, starting with Iowa at Iowa State at noon, followed by Oklahoma State at Oregon and Michigan at Oklahoma. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But then we get to Sunday. We got the Falcons home opener. Bucks are in town. And there's been a lot of talk about the Falcons defense that we need them to show out this weekend. I think it was Justin that said he wanted 4 sacks. Who do you think is the X factor on this defense?
Do we have to go?
I'm trying not to hit the low hanging fruit here.
What's your low hanging fruit?
James Pierce.
All right. I would like to say a position over one, but you know what? I'll take a different type of bait. AJ Terrell.
Okay.
Because he's gonna be primarily on Mike Evans. At least, you know, that's kind of the way they play it. And look, Mike Evans is a guy that just goes off on Atlanta. I mean, he goes off on everybody. The guy's got what? He's entering his 12th year, 11 straight years of 1,000 yards. Against Atlanta alone, he's got 97 catches for 1,469 and 13 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty big deal. So, there's so many answers you can go with. You could say Cade Nellis. You could say Devon Diablo with covering White and Irvin out of the backfield.
That's probably a good one. I think my definition of X factor, though, is like somebody who, if they play well, it's going to be like it's going to change everything. And if they don't play well, it's going to make me feel sick in my stomach.
Okay, well,
I guess what I'm trying to say is I feel like I know what AJ Terrell is either way. And I feel like I know what Cade Nellis is either way. Devon Diablo kind of fits in that category where it's like, okay, he's about to be unveiled to us. I feel like if James Pierce comes out and gets dominated the entire game by Luke Gadecki and whoever our guy's name is, is it Huck? That's the backup left tackle. I'm going to be sad about that.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, that's gonna hurt.
I would tell you, if AJ has an off day and Mike Evans goes off, you're going to notice it, and it's going to be bad. Now, it's going to be coupled with what happens up front. And that's the thing that's why up front, so we talk about how good Jesse Bates is, and you know, AJ. Since Jesse's been here, and since AJ's career, they've never had a dominant pass rush in front of them.
No.
And imagine if James Pierce Jr. goes out there. But, yeah, I don't even know what side James Pierce. Of course, you'd mentioned it. You did say – with the preference, Gedeke and Heck, you know, whichever side Pierce is on going against them, but it's fair. I just think there's so many unknowns on what the reps and the rotation is going to look like for the four edge guys.
Yeah,
I mean, Leonard Floyd has a chance to change things up for whoever's on opposite him.
Yeah,
right?
And I'd be curious how they kind of deploy him as well. Like, I don't see him, at least what we've seen, like just these obvious passing downs. Does he get a crack at that? You know what I mean? Or is he more of the what was our guy's name here that was the outside linebacker 2 years ago that was
Bud
the run
stuff?
Bud Dupree, the
no.
run stuffing kind of guy. I think they would like to have Floyd lined up opposite tight ends. I think that they would love to go that route as well. So we'll see how that all pans out. But I don't know, man. I just think that when I say Pierce and I mean the X factor, it's like it could be good, could be bad. We don't know. We don't really know.
Is it wrong for me to think that based on personnel, if it looks like a run fit personnel, not that it will be, but just the way that the look they get based on only who's in the game when they you know they're changing out, that they'll put Walker and Ebikadi on the field together, and that if it looks more like a pass rush kind of and again it's hard. I get it. I know. Yeah, I don't think so. I tend to think it's going to be that they like it enough that they'll be like 3 to 4 snaps here and then in and out.
What's the down and distance we're talking?
I don't know. We're looking at third and five, third and six. You got Irvin in the game with Keith will be their backup, right? I think he'll be the guy who gets in. I think maybe it's Durham. Durham went off on us the last year, remember? But you got Ebuka, Evans, and Sterling Shepard. Have I named enough players? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's in that? What rotation with the Falcons?
Well, what I was going to say is I think the X factor in this situation is because we've seen Zach Harrison move around a little bit. Can you line him up opposite a tight end and go with a five-man front? But I don't know that that works in third and five, third and six. That's still – you could still run the ball if you're them and get some stuff done. But I think if it's like – if it's goal line, you know, give me those three, Lakel London, some of those big bodies in the middle. Give me give me Zach Harrison outside and give me Floyd, like five-man front right across the bow, little double eagle, little bear front. Give me that. That's what I want to see. I'm curious to see how they'll go about that because they just don't seem to have different bodies than they did last year, but who knows?
I hope Dave Archer's in his car right now.
Yeah?
I just made his head explode with, like, I walked through who's on the field. I know he's, like, screaming at his radio right now. I said earlier, the Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, if you need a pick-me-up in the morning, you're feeling a little tired, a little drowsy, just take a quick swig of that, walk out the door. That'll kickstart your heart. All right, I complained yesterday about the hate for Arch Manning, and I complained Friday about the hype for Arch Manning. I kept, everybody says he's a savior.
Yeah.
A guy, a long time, I wasn't even getting paid yet, and I reached out to a guy named Michael Wilbon. You guys familiar with Michael Wilbon?
Sure, of course.
PTI, ESPN.
That's a legend.
And he responded immediately and was the nicest person ever to me. And I used to book him all the time on all the shows I produce. He's literally an amazing human being. Always been so good to me. He went on a rant that was Squidbilly-esque, if I can go third person. And I agree with everything he said, as long as Dylan cut it up right.
I don't want mass media, major media networks, including people that we like to call our friends, to just ruin the watching of college football for me, the consumption of college football, by exaggerating the hell out of everything, by overstating everything. Arch Manning is not Peyton or Eli or Archie just yet. Let him simmer a little bit.
Percolate.
Jeremiah Smith. He is not Jerry Rice just yet. Can we just stop? The greatest weekend of it. I mean, all of it is just slobbered over.
It was a fabulous opening weekend in terms of games.
In terms of.
Yeah. And he even went on to say that, he said it in part of it, and Dylan did a good job cutting it up, but that basically somebody, and I think it might have, I'm not sure who's talking about, but one of his colleagues basically, that Jeremiah Smith was like Jerry Rice esque and the best wide receiver he's ever seen in college football. And college football as a whole, like everything he said is spot on. We are so over the top. Everyone's one up in everybody with the next thing, and it's just it's a lot. Like, and it creates the toxicity of social media, so to speak, with the hatred for players. It's been the whole thing with Shador and why people are so polarized with him. It's frustrating.
I completely agree with everything that both of you guys have just said. I will say, though, there is a sense of irony at the fact that this was said on ESPN. It's a little bit ironic to me that that's the source of the oversaturation for a lot of people. And for him to say that on the four-letter network, it was like, yeah, that's like your colleagues, man.
But remember, he did it on a show that pretty much just goes through and they do what we do in a similar format where they're like, story. And we talk about it for 90 seconds and they move on. Mm-hmm. And he's a sports writer. So I hear what you're saying. I mean, I heard Stephen A. Smith basically take credit for everyone on the network the other day about how everyone there is there because he wants them there. So I digress.
I mean, it sounds like the word of the day, everybody, is chill. Just chill. Well, coming up, we've got senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forty, will join us to talk all things college football. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.